Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise that wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Welcome, everyone. We are so excited to be able to be here today. Oh, my good Lord. Hallelujah. And we are here for that special feature segment. That's right, where we have the Queen of Sheba, and she is hosting, my God, and talking to all kings and queens, and oh, my Lord. Thank God the has been resolved, and we are now, hallelujah, live on air all over the world as we welcome our guest today, Queen of Sheba. God bless you. Are you here, Queen of Sheba? Are you here, Queen? Okay, well, everyone, just stay put. She will be with us shortly. We do apologize for whatever technicalities we've had earlier, but our queen will be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just check and see who all we have with us right here at the station and see if you guys are able to hear us loud and clear. Can you guys hear us? If you can hear, just give a shout back out to me. Say praise the Lord, a hallelujah or something. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hear you. I hear
you.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Praise the Lord. I hear you. Amen.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's so good to hear everybody. Welcome. Welcome. We are so glad to have all of you join us. Yes, yes. Oh, my, my, my. We look forward to an exciting show on today, our program, Amen, with Queen of Sheba. I know I spoke with her earlier. So we're just going to see, I don't know, maybe she's on hold or something, or maybe muted, but let's just see if the queen has arrived, our Queen of Sheba. We are excited, amen. Glory be to God. Queen of Sheba, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to NPA, NPA radio station. We're so glad to have you with us. We look forward, amen, to the segment on today. Queen, as we turn this microphone over to the Queen of Sheba and to all of those guests that she has invited, hallelujah, to the station on this morning. God bless you all. We love you all, appreciate you. And at this time, let's give a hearty applause, amen, to the Queen of Sheba as she come at this time. God bless you, Queen of Sheba.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Great morning, kings and queens, and welcome to Queen Who Talk. This is your host, Anja Du, the Queen of Sheba. Sisters, I'd rather call you queens. You all are my main target. Our goal is to help you get back on the right track. God track, of course. You must know who you are. You must know your potential and use them for God's glory. Unfortunately, many of us are hurt and don't know how to forgive, can't forgive. The pain is heavy, unbearable. The cut is burning. The wound is quite deep. Again, you remind me the woman in the Bible with the blood issue. She went to see many, many physicians. Your story is, almost like her, because you talk to your parents, you talk to some of your parents, some of your siblings, family members, and some of your friends, and nobody believes that you have been either molested, raped, rejected, bullied. They call you liar. They call you hypocrite and much more. No one was listening to you or is listening to you. No one is paying you attention. All those years you have been walking with a deep scar. You're still bleeding. Whatever age those things happened, it was a shock that afflicted you mentally, physically, verbally, and spiritually. For years you have been in this mental cell, mental prison. The good news is, we have heard your cry for help. We have heard you in spirit, and here we are. We are not coming to you like, just find a good church and go, you know, just go to church every Sunday, go to the Bible study, just pray, just read the word, just move on and live your life. We are not coming to you like that. But we're coming to you with love, with confidence, with authority and power. And we are coming to you spiritually equipped and ready to uproot the root cause of your situation. You cannot hide anymore behind your Sunday service hat, your makeup, your nice suit, your wig, your lace front, your title, your eyelash. You cannot, because God gave us the power to see and to hear in the spirit. If I was talking to brothers, I would say, please don't hide behind your, don't hide behind your suit, don't hide behind your ministry, behind your title. I may say don't hide behind your swag. Acknowledging the issue, confess it, confront it, are steps that are needed in order to start the healing process. The commander of the army of Syria was an influential man, well-respected, because of the victory that God brought him. Yes, it was a leper, an embarrassing skin disease. His name is Naaman. In order to heal, he has to remove his commander garment, remove anything that was hidden, anything that was hiding, his situation. He has to remove the pride. He has to remove the shiny clothes. He has to remove all this. He has to expose the disease. He has to put shame to whatever was hidden, that the thing that was hidden, destroying him slowly. He has to expose it. Amen. That man was rich, was a man of honor, highly respected, man with strong power and authority. Amen. But he couldn't heal until he humbled himself and got into the Jordan River. He went to see Elijah, the prophet Elijah, and the prophet Elijah recommended him to go to the Jordan River. And that is how he got healed. What about you? Remove the camouflage, my sister. I may say, my brother. Remove the spontaneous garment. Don't let the society, your community, your environment shape your present life and destroy your future. Don't let titles keep you in the dark place. Don't let what people we say, what my church member we say, what my pastor, my first lady, what that we say, don't let any situation intimidate you. Amen. The evil voice that keep talking to your ear, don't you expose it. Don't you talk. Let me tell you, the enemy wants you so bad in captivity because he knows the potential that is hidden in you. So how long would you keep that fake appearance and that fake smile? Acknowledging whatever you are going through, having a heart-to-heart conversation with God, going to him emotionally naked is an act of humility. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 10, say, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. I can pray for you, but the biggest step must come from you. The woman with 12 years blood issue, I love her example because it's full of lessons, made a way to Jesus. Naaman, the Syrian commander, made his way to the river, to the Jordan River. Mary, the prostitute, didn't care what people would say. She fell on Jesus' knees and broke an expensive alabaster oil container on Jesus' feet. Do you know what it means? It takes action. You need to stand up, my sister. You need to stand up and make the right move. My brother, even my main target are my sisters. I'm telling you, if you are in the same predicament, you need to take action. You need to stand up. You need to make the right move. Wipe your tears and take a leap of faith. God is not through with you. He's not through with you yet. He wants you to know that you are a living, powerful temple, a temple full of potential, diamonds, precious stones, skills, talents, gifts, and much more. The queen in you should be unlocked, must be unlocked. You will not let the enemy of your destiny win or mock you. People are waiting on your edifying testimony. Do you know how many people are waiting on you, are waiting on your story? And it will give hope to so many sisters and brothers out there. You have been called trash, but God is calling you my friend, my daughter, the apple of my eyes, royalty from my kingdom. The King David said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. It's your time, beautiful sisters. It's your time to shine, and some brothers. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, prophet Isaiah, because the Lord has anointed me to give them, when I say them, to give you, sisters, to give you, brothers, beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that it may be glorified. Do not let your past experience handicap you, blind you, paralyze you, destroy or kill you. You have an important role in ministry in the body of Christ. However, we at Queenwood Talk value, we do value you. We do love you. We do appreciate you. So you better rise up and shine. May Jehovah Shalom give you peace. May Jehovah Rapha, Lord our healer, give you total healing. May Jehovah Jireh, Lord our provider, provide for you exceedingly and abundantly. Again, this is Queen Who Talk with your sister, Ange Adu, the Queen of Sheba. Come with expectation next Thursday at 8:30 a.m. here on NPA Black Talk Radio. Feel free to call in at 516-666-9491. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Queen of Sheba. And for those of you who would like to call in and talk with Queen of Sheba, you may do so. You may call in now. We are live on air. That number is 516-666-9491. The chat room is open, and if you desire to talk with Sheba, that number is 516-666-9491. We open the platform.
Morning,
the platform's open. If anyone, go right ahead.
Great morning, Sister Ann, Sister Queen of Sheba. How are you? I got to make a move. I needed that this morning. Been fighting, tussling, and wrestling all night long. But you know what? This word was just for me. Yes, ma'am. I got to make a move. Enjoy it. Be blessed. And I love you. I love each and every one of you.
Love you, too.
Love you, Mother Hagen.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
Amen. Blessings. Amen.
Blessings.
While working, I enjoyed it, listening in. Amen. Greetings to you, Lady Hagen, and also the Queen of Sheba. Give God praise for the word. That was very powerful, very just encouraging. Amen. Praise God. Not just for the women, but for the men as well. Amen. I received that, and I bless the Lord, amen, for just the word that came forth out of your mouth. Amen. I was truly blessed while working. Praise God. So give God praise for you. May God continue to just use you in greater capacities in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Ricky. Anyone would like to say something? The line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I was trying to make person, but you know, thank God. So everyone on the line, amen. This is Brother Troy, and greetings to you, Lady Hagen. It's been a long time, amen.
Bless you,
Queen of Sheba. I really enjoyed the word I heard this morning. I think that message was for me this morning, amen. You're talking about the Lord has given you, and
hallelujah.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Right. Can you guys still hear us?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Happy Transformation Thursday. Greetings to you, Queen of Sheba. Greetings to you, Lady Hagen. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
This is Lady Diana. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that, my sister. Praise God. It was very encouraging. It was. Praise God. I thank God for what he has given you. May God continue to elevate you in him. Hallelujah. And I look forward to being able to listen in more times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until your blog. May God bless you and keep you. I love you. And I love you too, Lady Hagen. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you. We love you too. Praise God. We've got time for one or two others. And if you would like to, just come right on in. Thank you so much. Well, thank you all for joining NPA, PTR. We appreciate you being with us on the station. Don't forget, next Thursday, every Thursday morning between 8:30 and 9, will be our featured artist, Amen, the Queen of Sheba, standing right here with yours truly. We appreciate you all. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget, coming up at the 9 hour, the station will probably click on about at the 9:15 to carry it worldwide. But at the 9 o'clock hour will be Brother Ricky. He will be hosting his Bible study. All right? Well, God bless you all.
Amen.
We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Love you all. Bye-bye now.